I'm here on my radio show. I'm here live on Facebook. I have your questions overhead on the projector screen. I have technology all around me. And, of course, my soundboard back here, so when I'm on the air, I can pretty much take this whole show. So welcome to my world. Welcome to my life. I decided to come clean today. This is my AMA, my Ask Me Anything episode. You are here in the studio. If you haven't been here before, shame on you. We're here at the studio just in case you have questions that are poll-related or literally anything, because here at Poll Patrol, we leave ourselves completely open because we're going to end up shedding a lot of emissions anyway. So we might as well start right here. On my radio show, I often talk to adult entertainers, I talk to burlesque entertainers, I talk to circus performers, pretty much anybody that's in the entertainment industry, and really see how our lives correlate together and really how we can help each other really build a alternative form of dance, I guess, would be considered in this industry. I have a lot of friends who have not had the opportunity to really, really get a chance to come to the studio and get their opportunity to try the pole, but because they haven't, I have all intentions to invite you as soon as we get an opportunity. We should do a party. We should have some events and corporate, do something. You might as well come here, give it a try, and then you can see for yourself what it's all about. Back here, my projector screen is fairly bright, even though I turned the lights down to try to get it ambient. I'm really not showing you all the questions that I have, but I know I have to get into them shortly because this is a show about asking me anything. So giving you a quick disclaimer, anything is open and on the table. I will answer questions that I feel are inappropriate for the studio audience in private, and of course, if you have my information, I don't mind contacting you later, and we can discuss further. So, let's start off. We have a question from an anonymous lady. We'll call her Juicy Fruit. She asks, what are you doing for the after party from the Day of the Dead party? Okay, after party. You know our affiliates here in Springfield literally stretch wide and far, but we're not going far at all. We're just heading across the parking lot to the world-famous Mardi Gras and around the corner to the gentleman's club called the X Room. I call it gentlemen's because there's beautiful gentlemen giving us beautiful displays of full art, and there is a club connected, which is the world-famous Mardi Gras, which I'm pretty sure everyone knows of, and you get the ambiance and I guess the total freedom of both spaces. So we're going to hang out there for a while, totally rocking. They decorated for Halloween and it looks beautiful. I can't knock them for putting all the effort in because it's the same, but my space doesn't lead for that kind of ambiance. All right, let's get to our next question. All right. I have a question. I'm not sure if I even should answer it. That's one of the questions I'm going to answer on private already. Here we go. I'll save that and start that for later. Let's go to some of our pre-questions that we have from earlier today. Go to screen behind me. Yes. Holly, what would you do if you weren't a pole instructor? Okay, that's a good question. Probably would be a doctor or a teacher of some sort, most likely a therapist. Most of my classes do lend a more personal touch where the students and I have a in-depth either conversation or series of conversations that and overall is more like a sisterhood helping one another out. And with that said, anything is open. I've been on this planet for a couple terms, and I'd like to think that I leave good advice when needed. Okay. So Good question. I'll ask another. See what we got going on here since we are still live on the show and we have a whole half hour to discuss all types of things. Hey, coming to work from the one and only Miss Stormy. No, sweetheart, I am not. I'm going to handle some business because I got to take care of filming some classes, getting ready for my MSC page that's starting out in December, where I will give in-depth classes and personal one-on-one instruction to anyone who's seeking out knowledge that are unable to come to classes and are really confused on how to buy online classes. It's a very interpersonal platform, which I really enjoy. I like also the idea that it is fairly all rating, so I'm able to have in-depth conversation that can start rated G, that can go all the way to, you know, and then take it to a few steps further by really giving what I would consider my own helping hand and mode of advice to the willing listener. So with that said, I'm very excited, and unfortunately, no baby. But I will see you at your party. And don't forget, I have something special for you. Okay. We have more questions coming in, and we're here already asking from my private messenger. We have, what is the best thing a woman could do for herself today? Oh, it's a two-part question. And if you had a magic wand, how would you change the world? Whoa, two deep questions. Very good questions as well. I'll answer the first one. What is the best thing a woman can do for herself today and every day? Number one is drink water. Wake up smiling and do it for yourself. And start your day the way you want it to end. I know that's kind of like very vague and pretty much open for interpretation for anyone, but as a woman, not even thinking about emotional or anything that would classify, you know, the quote-unquote woman, I would honestly say that it's really important that we have a really good understanding of ourselves and we wake up with this happiness of non-compromising who we are and this mission every day to be better and to want more and to actually go for it. Nothing really to stop you, because when it comes down to it, you are your dreams, you are your hopes, you are your desires. You just have to let them come to fruition. And often we forget that, or we lose that that prowess, you understand, based on what we fear other people may want for us. So we hold back. But I think it's really important to drink water, because that hydrates the body on the inside. Smile, because that works the muscles on the outside. And start your day like you would pretty much want it to end. And I start today by listening to Sirius Radio featuring Pitbull and all of his DJ friends. It rocks. I wake up dancing, grooving, ready for my classes, ready to share awesome new techniques and, of course, just bring it all to life, coming into the studio, making films, editing films, and, you know, doing me, the burlesque star that I am, doing it all. So, good question. Second part of that question is, if you had a magic wand, how would you change the world? Well, the world can only be positively changed, in my opinion, in one way. And that would possibly go into a very deep socio-political conversation. I'm pretty sure it's a little early for that. However, I would be sure to make sure humans had capacity and ability to only want what they can consume. Try to make it a mental and physical contribution to your human existence. You can only have what you can consume. So we would possibly be better off as a species to the animals, to the planet overall with our human consumption waste, or even better to one another because we wouldn't have that mindset of competition with each other, and we would want each other to grow as much as our capacity would allow because we are only able to take what we give pretty much. So if you're able to build something or if you're able to make something, kind of have that as a form of communication amongst each other. And that's the way we would pretty much spend our time and our money, sharing and giving. I know it's corny, right? Anyway, and that's changing the world. Obviously, changing the world would start in a place that doesn't really exist, but it's a nice thought, nonetheless. All right. Another question from one of the hotties with the hot body. Are you at any chance still interested in teaching at Mardi? Yes, I will do classes at Mardi once they change the equipment. I've said that a lot. It's really important, and I urge, extremely imperative, that any pole studio, any dance arena, anyone who features a pole has a proper pole with proper bearings and that is adhered to the ceiling and floor sturdily, and that there is a possibility for really good dancing if you have the option of it spinning and static. I know it costs $450 for an 8-foot pole, but it is worth it. Sorry if you have high ceilings. It's about $100 each additional foot if you're interested in buying a pole. Fortunately, that is high quality, and it will never pretty much be destroyed. It's indestructible. That is your recession-proof wand right there. It takes less room than a treadmill, and you'll get way more use out of it. And by any means, if you had to move, you could move your pole with you. You don't have to leave your pole. If you go into a smaller space by weird circumstances, I hope you don't, but you may end up having to cut your pole down to fit the ceiling and floor of your new space. However, you can't get taller, you can only get shorter. Wish that was a mood for life. All right. We have a question from a friend. I don't know how to pronounce his name, so we're just going to shout out all his initials. S-A-W-S-T-N-A. Yo, you need to shorten your name or come up with an awesome acronym. Oh, awesome. Anyway, he asked, how old are you? That's a good question. How old am I? I feel age is subjection for each person. So I would consider myself 20 again. That's a good age. Though I'm glad I know more than what I did at 20 than I do, or than I did, I should say. But another question, because I kind of got distracted. What are you doing this weekend? Oh, good question. This weekend, starting tonight, there is a party thrown by DJ Nightbreed in Hartford. It's a Nightmare on Elm Street, we call it Beach Street type party theme, and it's going to be featuring lots of techno and house music beats by the one, the only, Mr. DJ Nightbreed. And that starts tonight, and I think that should go off without a hitch because he does rock it out when it comes to the house party beat. Then Saturday we have classes starting at 6 a.m. We have practice for the showcases and the competitions coming up. The showcase is the 26th of October, and that's here at the Day of the Dead party. And the competition is November 17th and 18th, and that's in Cambridge. We'll be at the PSOs for that. So we'll have early competition Saturday morning until 9 a.m. for morning classes until about 11-ish. Then we have our intro party that will be here until about 1:30. Then the afternoon is free because a bunch of instructors and I are going to get together for an awesome photo shoot. I encourage you, any professionals, come hit us up too. You want some fun Halloween photos? I'm going to bring the pole over to the X room, get some photos there, and of course use the hoops and silks for photo shoot here at Polka Troll Studios. Then Sunday, work in the afternoon. I'll check with my other schedule because I didn't actually bring that here, but that's a good question. Now you got me thinking, what am I doing on Sunday? If I don't have to work, I'm pretty sure I'll be doing something pool related and in preparation for either the upcoming competition or my one-woman show. I have to still write about a good 10 to 12 different jokes that I'm kind of working on. And don't mind me because I laugh at a lot of my own jokes. It's what us unprofessional comedians do. And I have, hair routine. So don't call me. I'll be busy. That's what I'm doing Sunday. And that's what I'm doing this weekend. Thank you for that question, kind, gentle stranger. Let me check and see if there's anyone calling in on the switchboard. Question on the switchboard is, would you ever run for office? Office. Are you talking about office? No, I would not run for office. I kind of almost did when I lived in Arizona. There was a seat open specifically in my neighborhood for something I considered local and I guess obscure enough to not be in your face. But I noticed all the work that had to go within campaigning and putting yourself out there. I decided, oh no, that's not for me. So I will definitely express my opinions in the ballot. See you at the voting. With that note, I'm going to take a mint. This mint is brought to you by Cambridge College in Springfield. Is that a school you'd like to go to? Maybe. It was a place I checked out when I tried to get a bunch of good schools together for the kids. But no, they're not going to college. Hey, give me some mint. Have you checked out Explore Western Mass Magazine? That is a question. I most likely will end up advertising in here. But this is pretty much everything that you're really looking to do, that you know that you wanted to do it, right here in Springfield and beyond. It always, and to my complete surprise, it actually goes all the way to Connecticut. So I saw some of the events that I performed at, like at the Science Center and at the museums, the Athenaeum, if I'm saying that correctly, and the Envision Fest. I noticed that they're pretty much advertising to the art community here. So I'm pretty sure there is a deep art community that needs to be explored, so explore it. Magazine. Oh, time is flying when you're having fun, huh? We have time for a few more questions. Let's pretty much pull it back up and see where we're going. I left my heart in Vegas. Question. If I pay for a workshop, could I also take a workshop in exchange? Okay. Oh, I'm sorry. If I teach, this is a potential instructor. If I teach a workshop, could I also take a workshop in exchange? It depends on the workshop and with, what your physical activity level is, because there are workshops that include the fly equipment, the silks, the hoops. We'll eventually, cross my fingers, introduce the bungee. That will be pretty good for those who need to build up the cardio and the stamina for that. We need one more silk placed up to have a four-person class going on at any time for that. And then, of course, all of our workshops that include floor work, chair dancing, burlesque, belly dancing, or any central art style classes, those are easily in exchange for instructors teaching a workshop. So if you're interested in teaching a workshop and taking a workshop, please inquire with me about which class you'd like to teach, workshop you'd like to teach, and which workshop you'd like to take. So then we could barter it off properly. Okay? Going back to my question, let's go into my Google questions. I have Google up here because I don't often use Google as a social platform, but I've noticed that it does make a lot of sense for business if you want to keep things organized. So I have all my documents, I have all my videos, I have everything fairly organized all through Google. It makes it so much easier to share with my team when I'm teaching from afar as well. So question, okay, that was a naughty question. I'm not going to answer that. It's a little early for that. I'll get to that in private. All right, let's go to my Google question. What will you be for Halloween? Oh, good question. Good question. Okay. Well, if you know me and you know me well, I do 13 days of Halloween. I know it's kind of excessive, but I got a lot of costumes. A lot. Anyway, for actually Halloween Day, I will do something that is not stereotypically feminine. I like to do horror, thriller. I like to do that because it kind of switches up the expectation of what you should be doing on Halloween, and it is a lot of fun to play with the scariest side when it comes to the kids. I love scaring the kids. Oh, yeah. So I'm thinking of being Michael Mariah Myers Carrie. You know who that is? It's where that mesh of Michael Myers and Mariah Carey kind of blend together and they look alike. Or Serena from The Ring, because I've been working on my back flexibility and I've got my white gown nice and nerdy enough so I don't have to worry about it looking all clean and ethereal anymore. For my other angel outfit, I could wear it as my Serena nightgown. And those are pretty much my two options right now, because that's what I'm thinking. And for the Thrill Her recital, we are going to combine that with our Day of the Dead party that Friday. So tickets are selling out, and they probably have already sold out, so you have to check on. I don't have any control over that. It's not my party. And deciding to allow the girls and guys to perform, since they're a little afraid of performing and they want to get more in the mindset of kind of just having fun. So if you're at a party, you don't realize you're performing. You're just the center of attention. We have a phone call coming in, and that possibly will cut off my radio show. So all of the questions were aimed to ask in an email, a text, or in chat. And if you're calling, I'm unable to answer because, as I mentioned, I'm broadcasting. And broadcasting live, by the way. So, with that said, we're going to be wrapping up in about, a good 6 minutes anyway. Damn, time flies when you're having fun. Let me pretend I have another sponsor. We don't. Another mint coming from Cambridge College. Get your kids in college. Well, I'm going to get them on my pole. Not because it's recession-proof. Mostly because kids need to consider exercise into their adulthood. And that's where, and I'm answering this last question, why did I start this business? This business came from a tomboy type girl, myself. You would never believe, I know, right? I am a tomboy. I had awful tact when it came to speaking with boys and all of the above. And when I got into the entertainment industry as a whole, I learned with that how to apply all that, I would consider it banter or small talk, into creating sales pitches. So I went and got a job working at different places, mostly in sales, and found myself really craving, wanting to dance. I love the art form of dance. I could not stop dancing ever since I was a little girl entering for a contest at the two spot in Apalachicola. Oh, anyway, I love to dance, and I had all of just the courage to just go off and perform. My uncle owned a couple of gentlemen clubs in Atlanta, and when I came to visit to, at that time, sell my costumes that I created and I made because I wanted to be a fashion designer, I found myself really making great connections with the dancers. And even as the pole was a far, far, far-fetched thought of me ever wanting to perform on it, just to see anyone with that ability and strength to be able to do what they did. And the girls were by no means, you know, six-figure, thin-type girls. They were strong. And I found that athleticism was possibly the one thing that we're lacking in adulthood, that we have forgotten about since childhood, that we should be able to play through physical activity. And if we're teaching children to play, when do we stop teaching them? And when do we become such an adult where we only look at working out and fitness as something that we put in the same category as work? And why, when it's so fun? So starting this business, it was me, a couple of dancers, and a great idea. It turned sour because those relationships were tainted, and obviously business-wise, we didn't have much more in common than having an idea. So I went at it alone. I decided to just go for it. And who am I? 10 and a half years later, I'm here in this beautiful 3,500 square feet space with 9 beautiful 14 feet poles, 6 portable stage poles that I can take anywhere I want, and aerial apparatus that now I can train and teach and expand my knowledge into more circus art. So I'm very excited and really proud of what we've been able to do here. And I say that we collectively, the students and I, because it does take a team. You are the beginning. You are the team. I'm just the coach. So until then, I'll keep performing. I'll keep trying my best, showing you exactly what Hollywood and her brand is all about, which is bringing all this together, not touching anyone, not knocking any industry, because we do all come from the sex industry. Might as well embrace it right before you lose it. So it's time to start thinking about yourself and your future of your health. Thank you for tuning in and asking all those awesome questions. I hope to see you next time. Time to get this hair down, maybe do the face, and get my Friday on. Ciao. If you're still tuned in and you're listening, thank you for listening to the Hill Skills and Thrill Show Ask Me Anything Facebook Live event. Check me out next month for the same event, same time, same channel. Chowder buttons.